People in crypto are angry, and I think they're rightfully so, because we had another rug pull in crypto. This time it was a $4.5 billion coin launched for or on behalf of Argentina, the coin's coined Libra. And the result of this coin is that we went up to $4.5 billion. The coin collapsed, wiped out and obliterated a whole lot of crypto retail investors. And now people are angry, and I don't blame them. They're angry at Libra. They're angry at the cycle. They are angry at Sol, because if you look at the Sol ETH chart, that's what the Sol ETH chart looks like. People are now calling for the death of Sol. People are now also angry at the cycle. People are like talking about the cycle, and they're going, look, this is like the worst cycle ever. And people are just angry in general about crypto. And I think that these guys are angry, and they're checking out at the worst possible time, because I actually think that this cycle is going to turn, and it's going to turn very, very soon. I'm going to show you why it's going to turn. And then I'm going to show you one catalyst where, if this happens, then we're going to get Bitcoin going to over $1 million. Now, I know you think I'm clickbaiting you, or that maybe I've drunk the Kool-Aid, but the story goes something along these lines. So there is a senator, Senator Rand Paul, and what he's saying is he wants Fort Knox to be audited. Now, what is Fort Knox? Fort Knox is where the majority of the U.S.'s gold is actually housed. And he's calling for an audit of Fort Knox. Now, if Fort Knox actually gets audited and there's any shenanigans, any gold bars missing, then that'll be the big moment for Bitcoin. And Bitcoin could go to as high as $1 million a coin. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to show you why this is possibly the worst time in the crypto cycle to capitulate and to exit, and why this catalyst, just this catalyst, and I'm going to show you three other catalysts, but just this catalyst alone will take us up to $1 million on Bitcoin, and I'm not exaggerating. So stay tuned, and if that sounds good to you, let's do this. Listen, I know it's been a terrible, terrible, terrible time in crypto. I get friends, I've got people texting me all day long, telling me how they're out, they're never coming back, they used to love crypto, they hate crypto, they've been liquidated, they've been rinsed on memes, they've been rinsed on rug pulls, they just hate this place. And I agree, it hasn't been a very cool place, but this is part of the cycle, this is part of the crypto cycle. And if you are playing in the wrong coins, if you are still playing in the meme coins, if you are still playing in those areas, then you're definitely going to get dragged. But I do think that this capitulation may be close to the end of the capitulation. And I'm going to show you three or four things that are actually happening right now, not things that are going to be happening in a long time, things that are happening right now, which may just show you that the cycle is actually turning. So you want to listen to the show. You want to listen to the show. If that sounds good to you, if that sounds good to you, if it doesn't, feel free to leave now. If that sounds good to you, then number one, subscribe to the channel. I'm not verifying that it's me. You know it's me. Subscribe to the channel. Otherwise, what I need you to do is I need you to obliterate the like button. Let's destroy the like button. Let's get everybody here. I'm going to bring you an amazing, amazing high alpha full chart. I promise you're going to feel better by the end of the show. We're going to go through all the facts. We're going to do everything. Someone says, sound does not sound good. Well, does it sound? Oh, let's just put your thumbs up if the sound sounds good. I think it sounds good to me. I mean, I'm hearing it here in my ear. I'm hearing it here. Someone says, fix the sound. It's only one guy. I think it's you, bro. I think it's you. Someone says, look at the bubbles. Let's look at the bubbles. I did actually see the bubbles. The bubbles are green again. The bubbles are green again. And I'll show you. It's actually certain bubbles that are green. It's not lots of bubbles that are green. It's certain bubbles that are green. I want to talk about those green bubbles, because everything is actually in the bubbles and in the charts. So listen, without further ado, you smash the like button. I bring you alpha. Let's talk about what happened this weekend. I mean, it's not even this weekend, it's actually this month. You've had five rug pulls in the trenches, if you want to call it that, in the last month. The first one you had is you had Trump coin, then you had Melania coin, then you had CZ launching test coin, TST coin, then you've got the Central African Republican coin, and then you've got this weekend's disaster, which is this coin called Libra. Now, what is Libra? Libra is a meme coin that was launched, I want to say, by the Argentinian government, but it's not the Argentinian government. It was launched on behalf of, or for, and it says, this was actually tweeted by Javier Milei, who's the president of Argentina, and he says, I'm going to read you the translation, liberal Argentina grows, this private project will focus on encouraging the growth of the Argentine economy, funding small businesses and Argentinian ventures. The world wants to invest in Argentina, and he dropped the contract for a meme coin. And when he dropped the contract for that meme coin, the meme coin went to a $4.5 billion market cap. But then a few minutes later, insiders started selling. And you could see that the insiders started selling and they started to pull out. They pulled out over $100 million and the token crashed over 100%. And then what happened was Javier Milei deleted the original tweet. And now he's in a whole lot of hot water because the first thing is he published a tweet over here which said, a few hours ago, I posted a tweet, as I have so many other times, supporting a supposed private enterprise with which I obviously have no connection whatsoever. I was not aware of the details of the project, and after having become aware of it, I decided not to continue spreading the word. That is why I deleted the tweet. To the filthy rats of the political caste who want to take advantage of the situation to do harm, I want to say that every day they confirm how vile politicians are, and they increase our conviction to kick them in the ass. And what he's referring to is, when politicians saw this, they actually mounted legal action against Javier Milei. And at the moment, he's actually charged with fraud over the Libra scandal. Meanwhile, what you have is you have a whole lot of retail investors who have actually been wiped as a result of just another rug in the trenches. As I said, it is the fifth rug in the trenches this month. So you had Trump, if you want to call it a rug, Melania, TST. I would argue that CZ's dog Broccoli is also a rug. Central African Republic, and now you've got Libra, all in the trenches, and all actually completely extractive to the crypto community, right? So it is, they are completely extractive to the crypto community, because all these meme coins are doing is they're taking money from otherwise would be utility token investors, or otherwise would be Bitcoin token investors. And they are moving that into the hands of insiders, because that's all these meme coins have actually become. They've become like vessels for money laundering and for siphoning money out of retail investors. That's pretty much what's going on. Anyway, let's just quickly look at who is behind the project. As I said, it was a project that was for or on behalf of the Argentinian people. Obviously, Javier Milei didn't go on to pump fund and actually launch a token. The guys that did launch a token, or the guy that did launch a token, or has come forward, is this guy called Hayden. Okay, now you got to hear this guy. Let me see. Can you hear me? Yeah, wait. Let me get you guys sound, because we need to get sound just so that you guys can hear this. This is super important. We will get sound today. I'm sure we'll get sound. So, do we have sound now?
I've had tons of crazy text messages on my phone. I'm here to set the record straight, both because there were things that were in and out of my control. I was only a part of what's happened with Libra, but also I want to just shed a little bit more light and let you guys at least see my face, because a lot of people that have been involved with this launch have gone either silent or are nowhere to be found. And I want to make sure there's A, accountability, and B, a structure going forward so that people don't feel screwed over. And I do believe there's actually an amazing way forward if people are open to it. Before I say anything else, I am indeed Javier Milei's advisor. Obviously, I think most of you guys have seen that either on Twitter or some form of social media. I am working with him and his team on much bigger tokenization and really cool stuff in Argentina, and I absolutely back him. What happened with Libra, I think there's many things I could say. There's only certain elements that I could control the launch. Definitely things didn't go according to plan. But rather than share all the details right now, because it's going to be a much longer video, it's going to be...
So long story short, this is the guy that's actually come out. His name is Hayden. He's come out on this statement. He also went on to CoffeeZilla's podcast. And on CoffeeZilla's podcast, the content that came out of there was absolutely crazy. The first thing is, he talks about how this token was sniped. He started complaining about the snipers. He also mentioned, he admitted all these things. I guess he didn't speak to a lawyer before he went onto this. And he admitted a whole lot of things. Like, for one, he admits that, A, he is now in control of $100 million that was extracted from the project. Believe it or not, like, this guy came out on CoffeeZilla's show and basically said, yeah, we have got $100 million that we extracted from this project. He also said that he paid Dave Portnoy. Not only did he give him a whole lot of tokens, but he actually refunded the money that Dave Portnoy lost out of his own cash, basically, right? And so a whole lot of these things. But then he also admitted that he was involved in the Melania token. You'd never believe what this guy came up with.
No, this is a bit of a sensitive topic, but I have to ask, because, you know, this is part of what my story is about. a lot of people have linked you to the Melania launch, and that is a big question on everyone's mind, mine especially, which is, were you part of the Melania launch, and was that sniped as well?
This is crazy. You're gonna hear this. This is crazy.
I mean, look. I think that I told you like beforehand this, but before this started, I'm happy to share the truth. But I mean, you're asking a question that's it's just, I mean, I'll answer, but it's just factually going to put me into a lot of danger, which is fine. I'll answer. I was part of it. I think
so. Now we're starting to realize
to snipe it
that now we're starting to realize that it's the same cabal that's behind Melania. It's the same cabal that's behind the Trump coin. It's the same cabal that's behind the Libra coin. And I mean, you see that they got a whole lot of as I said, he did admit that he's got $100 million. The people that are behind this are the same people that are in bed with Dave Portnoy and a whole lot of
others. I told you I had a wild story. So the thing launches, and Hayden is like, you're in the ledger. You're in the marketing program that we built for this. And he's like, sends me, I think it was 6 million coins, something like that. Maybe 6.5. I forget what it was. And again, I wasn't overly surprised that I got the coins because he told me I was in the plan. So he does that, and I'm getting ready to tweet like, hey, this is a great launch. Malay is a great launch. Great launch. Get ready to tweet it, this, that, the other thing. And I send it to Hayden, and I'm like, this is what I'm going to say. I'm proud to be part of this project. I like what he's doing in Argentina. I bought a lot of my own, but they also gave me coins. And he's like, you can't say that they gave that we gave you the coins. I'm like, what do you mean? I have to say that. And he's like, well, no, then it seems like you're an insider. And this, I think we got confused. Like, I knew about it before. Whatever the case, they're like, no, you can't say that we gave you coins. I'm like, well, I can't accept coins if you don't fucking let me say you gave me coins and I'm part of the project. So
I think you're starting to understand what's going on. It's like the inside of the cabal, and they're launching these coins, and these coins are absolutely, absolutely destructive for the space. They're sucking money out of retail investors. Many, many, many retail investors are getting wrecked. All the retail investors that come here to try and make fortunes, they don't understand how the game is played. They're not as smart as we are. They're the guys that think that this is a fair game, and they're getting their asses whipped whenever they come into crypto. And you know that's the reality of what's going on here. And now what's happening as a result of all of this is that people are angry. Okay, like we have people very fucking angry, okay? And who are they angry at? Well, the first thing is they are angry at Solana. Everybody is now angry at Solana because Solana is the chain where there's only meme coins. And now everybody's angry at meme coins. They're angry at Solana. They're angry at Jupiter. You can see that Jupiter's also down slightly. They came out with the statement saying, look, you know, we're only the casino. We don't know what people launch. We don't really care what people launch. We're just a facilitator. People are angry at meme coins. Meme coins are ruining crypto. And I think, to be honest, I actually agree with the statement, and we'll talk about that in a second. People are angry with the cycle. They're angry. They're saying 2021 bull market was way better. There were less tokens. Every decent altcoin was pumping. There was a lot of DeFi innovation. There was a lot of long-term investing that it used to pay off. But this cycle is different. This cycle it's all about memes, and people are very, very angry. Cousin Crypto says there's actually zero chance of an alt season. The lifespan of a coin is now 1 to 14 hours. People are really, really, really angry. And I must say, on some points, I actually agree with them. So I think let's just break it down. First of all, as it comes to memes, you know, for a long time that I've said that memes have become extractive. Initially, I thought memes were very fun. And they were. They were very good fun in the beginning. But then I've said it for a long time. Memes have become extractive. They take money out of crypto. They take money out of people that come here with good intentions to make money and to invest. And they move it to the hands of of the cabal. This is why, to be honest, as I said to you before, I've exited all the memes. We stopped running the meme coin shows. It just doesn't interest me anymore. These memes don't interest me anymore because they're all actually extractive. None of them are actually accretive. None of them actually are here to add value. This whole narrative of like, oh, we're going to convert attention, it's garbage. It's just a way to get money from retail investors into meme coin holders' hands. I don't agree with any of this. I don't agree that there's many good ones around. I must say, I'm also a little bit disappointed with CZ. I mean, I know he's pushing for his chain and, you know, he's trying to get the chain. But I mean, I think this is, to be honest, stooping pretty low at this stage of the cycle, knowing how people are actually getting rinsed. And you can see that even people that went into this coin, was it 300 million? And now it is at 100 million. This guy says, coins, I would suggest you not buy coins launched by countries, presidents, coins named after people's pet coin. Basically, don't buy meme coins. That's pretty much what this guy's talking about. People are also angry. I mean, before we talk about that, I say that I do think in the beginning, meme coins were absolutely amazing. And I think that what meme coins did was they helped us show that we could create new value, new digital value, and trade new digital value in crypto. And they helped us to stress test certain chains and to fix certain things that were broken on chains and to create certain tools that would help us with other on-chain transactions. And I think to that end, meme coins were extremely, extremely positive. And you can see that there's been many applications that have been built that actually create a lot of revenue out of on-chain trading. Phantom, Photon, Bullix, Dexcelerate, Maestro, Moonshot, BananaBot. Okay, all these things are very, very, very good. These were all built because of meme coins. And what meme coins are is meme coins are a proxy for investing in on-chain tokens. But I think meme coins themselves are the wrong place to do it. And yes, of course, we did launch some meme coins in the beginning. Remember, we gave all of our meme coins away. We never made any money on those meme coins. We just sent them all away to the community. And I realized how this game works. And that's why I've been saying these meme coins are extractive. They're not accretive. It's not a good place to be actually putting your money. And that's exactly why we went into more onto AI agents, more onto value, et cetera, et cetera. The other place where people are very angry is people are angry at Solana. And they're basically now saying, look, Solana is a chain which is built only around meme coins. It's all about meme coin trading. And you can see that this is the chart of Sol versus ETH. Sol itself is trading at $184. Remember that usually when Bitcoin's at 2,000, at 97,000, this would probably be trading at about $200. A lot of people are now saying that Sol has topped. You had Alex Becker saying, I'm fully out of Sol, all in on ETH. Fuck my life. Also Cardano, real world assets is going to be a power narrative. ETH, Cardano, XRP have the power here. Cardano has most upside. I mean, I don't know about I don't know how to even read this because I don't know if he's actually even being serious. That's how ridiculous I think it is. Someone says reducing my Sol exposure. Too many potential fallouts with a story around Libra and how protocols could be involved. Solana is not involved in this thing. This is people launching tokens on Solana, and it's got nothing to do with the main chain. So this guy is also exiting. Someone says Sol is done. Pump.fun wrecked 96% of gamblers. The last 4% were wrecked by Trump, Melania, Car, which is a Central African coin, Hawk, Hoktwa, and Libra. Time to move on to something. He says something. We're talking about ETH, something better. Run Expertise says, I was pretty loud Sol bull, but seeing how the leadership just turns a blind eye to the massive allegations of Meteora AG team being involved in straight up 9 to 10 figures rugging. I mean, these people are all complaining, but actually, aren't these people all here because they wanted free and fair finance where anyone could do whatever they wanted on a chain with low fees? Isn't that what we all want in crypto? And now they get it, and people get rugged by individuals. And they start blaming and calling that, oh, no, this is the protocol's fault. This is not the protocol's fault. And the truth is it could have happened on any protocol. And it only happened on Solana because Solana was the fastest and cheapest protocol. And I know that a lot of people are now angry at Solana. And I know that a lot of them are now even, you'll even see that over the weekend on DBridge, money started moving out of Solana to Ethereum, to Arbitrum, to a whole lot of others. People are angry at Solana. But it's bullshit. And the reason why I say it's bullshit is because this happened on the cheapest and fastest chain and the only chain that could actually handle this kind of volume. And all the tools are now built on Solana. And as much as you want to blame meme coins and what's happening on meme coins of Solana, it's garbage. The reality is that Solana is not only about meme coins. Everything is being built on Solana. DeFi is being built on Solana. RWAs are being built on Solana. Deepin is being built on Solana. P2P mapping networks, mobile networks, GPU rendering, robotics, on-chain order books, AI agents are all being built on Solana, right? So it's these people that are FUDing Solana at the moment. They've also found a way to bring in the unlocks. You know, there's a lot of Solana, $7.5 billion worth of Solana unlocks happening in the next couple of months. And I agree, there is $7.5 billion of Sol unlocking in the next couple of months. But those are actually all priced in, right? That's actually all priced in. So I do think that all this FUD against Solana is people that are angry. And I do think that I don't think that we've seen a Solana top here. I don't think we've seen a Solana top for the thing. I do think that right now, when you're talking about the chain with the most users, the chain with the most ability to extract value, the chain with the fastest transactions, the chain with the most retail investors on it, it definitely remains Solana on all accounts. And whether it's going to be meme coins or whether it's going to be AI agents or whether it's going to be social currencies or whatever it is, whatever it is, right now Solana is that leading chain, right? It is that leading chain. I do say, though, that maybe this has given people a wake-up call. And the wake-up call is saying, look, let's stop looking at meme coins. These meme coins shouldn't be here anymore. These meme coins are extractive. Let's start looking at better applications. And now I see that a lot of people are starting to put their eyes on Ethereum. So you can see, when you look at the prices, you see that ETH is at 2.8 and Solana is at 184. And what that shows you is that money is actually flowing out of Solana into ETH. And that's maybe a very good thing for the rest of the cycle, because what it feels like is where people who came here for the quick money, people who came here for the meme coins, they have actually been flushed out. They're gone. They're not here anymore. I can tell you, I speak to a lot of people. I've been getting a whole lot of phone calls and messages from people. They've asked me not to play them on air. I actually asked one or two of them for permission to play the messages on air, and they kind of said, look, don't play it on air. Someone says, is his background a green screen? No, I'm in a hotel, bro. I'm in a hotel. If you guys can guess in the comments which hotel I'm at, let's see if you can guess. Let's see who gets it right. Anyway, so the good thing is that what you can see is that now money is starting to flow into ETH-related projects. So ETH-related projects, Sonic, EVM-related project up to 60 cents. You've got Aave up 9%, 10%, almost 10% today. If I go into the next one, I think you've got Eigenlayer also flying today. You've got Eigenlayer flying today. You've got, believe it or not, meme coins on base actually flying today. Pendle starting to fly today. Curve up 7% today. And so what you can see is that money is starting to flow out of Solana and actually starting to flow into ETH, which is, I would say, it's a good sign. And why do I think it's a good sign? Not because I think that at all anything is wrong with Solana. I don't think anything's wrong with her. In fact, I think the next craze will also happen on Solana, because right now we do need a blockchain that is fast, cheap, has access to capital, has on-ramps, has off-ramps. And right now the truth is, if you're playing in that game, it's Solana, it's maybe Sui, maybe Aptos. But again, Aptos doesn't have enough applications. Sui is getting enough applications, but doesn't really have enough. And so I do think that this Solana FUD is very, very, very much overplayed. And this may be actually an opportunity to actually start buying Solana. And I've said that to you guys before. I wonder if we can go back to the Sol ETH chart. Here we go. So I said it to you guys here. I don't know if you remember this candle over here. And I said, dude, that's peak FUD. I'm actually going to do the same thing now. And I'm going to draw a circle here. I don't know exactly where it'll happen, but somewhere around the circle, I think in time, what we're going to realize is that this was peak FUD. And I think that the reality is that there is a danger. The one danger to Sol is that governments actually start banning people launching tokens. So whether it's AI agent tokens, I think the SEC may come out with something and say, look, you know, we can't carry on with this fuckery anymore. We need to be able to deal with with anyone who launches value, and there needs to be some kind of regulation. So keep your eyes on that. But in the meantime, again, I'm circling the FUD here. I'm saying this is peak FUD for Solana. I'm also happy for ETH. I'm very happy for ETH. ETH now starting to get a little bit of traction. That's okay. At least something starting to happen for ETH. I did also say earlier that people are angry with the cycle. And I don't blame them. And I think the reason why I don't blame them is because max pain in this cycle is when Bitcoin moves sideways, like you see Bitcoin moving sideways over here, and people not getting the altcoin gain. So if you look at Bitcoin and you look at this range that Bitcoin's been in, I don't think that Bitcoin's been in such a tight range. I don't actually recall a period where Bitcoin has traded in such a tight range. You've got Bitcoin trading at 96,500 for days and days and days. It doesn't move up, and it doesn't move down below that 96,500. While at the same time, traders are getting wrecked in the entire ecosystem. You're getting traders that are actually getting wrecked. Even my friend Elio, you know, this is the guy who, I mean, he's a shitcoin maximalist like I am. You know, like he's one of us. And he's not talking about going back into 80% into Bitcoin, ETH, Coinbase, MicroStrategy. And he even says, I'm out of this one for a bit, out of Solana for a bit. So I even think that this is, in a way, a kind of capitulation. Although Elio is a permabull and he's a great guy, I just think that what you can see is you can see the sentiment here. You can say, Axel BitPlay says, retail is wrecked. Sentiment is at its worst and alts have been bleeding for months. But this feels like the start, like a setup, then the end, with a key catalyst lining up. And I actually want to talk to you about some of those key catalysts that are absolutely lining up at the moment that I don't think the market is actually seeing, right? I do think that the cycle actually moves something like this. Speculative bullshit, down, 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 hate, 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 and then real fundamental in the next part of the cycle. So I do think that this is actually what happens. And I think that what this meme coin capitulation is doing is it's moving people back into quality. It's moving people into tokens where they think that there's actually a future, instead of playing these extractive meme coins that I don't believe at all are going to add much value. But I do think that a lot of people are capitulating. And the people that are actually capitulating now, I think that they're capitulating at the worst time. And I'll tell you why I think it's the worst time. Number one, I think the sentiment now is the worst that the sentiment has been in a long, long, long time. I don't know about your timeline, but my timeline is terrible. People are fighting. People are salty. I want to show you something just to show you how salty people actually are. So I dropped a video on the weekend. The video on the weekend was this video over here. So it was a video which basically said, hey guys, we can make $500 for free, but you have to do it by the end of the weekend. Now, what this is, it was a limited time promotion that was given by one of our exchange partners, which was WEX. WEX is a derivatives exchange. And what they were doing was they were providing $220 of free value to anyone that signed up. And if you go to the comments here, people are like, this guy's down so bad, he needs to promote scams, no paid ads, misleading gains, genuinely so sick of these dudes chilling. You can see that the sentiment is bad. The reality is, guys, we make money as a channel by promoting exchanges. This time an exchange gave you an opportunity to get $500 that you wouldn't have got. And a lot of people actually did claim the $500. For those of you who still want to claim it, I know I said it's only going to be going till the end of the weekend. We're extending it for 48 hours, and I'll tell you why we're extending it. The reason why we're extending it is because most people don't know that they had to go to the reward center to actually claim their reward. So what do you do? If you want to claim your reward, it's very simple. You go to the link at the bottom over here. You go to this link over here. Claim. Okay, so if you look at this link over here, you go to this link over here, you will get the following. You will get $100 for linking your name, your phone number, your email, which I've done. You'll get $20 for the KYC. You don't need to do the KYC. And you'll get $100 for transferring into your futures account. But to claim that, which is what most people didn't do, okay? What they didn't do, they didn't go to this button over here and click on the reward center. And then you need to go there and actually press the claim button. So we're going to extend this for 48 more hours, okay? If you want to claim this, get $220 and then 50 people will get another $280. It'll be $500. We're extending this for 48 more hours, but then it's gone. And the only reason why we're expecting it is because I made a mistake on Saturday. I didn't tell you guys to go to the reward center and actually press claim. And now I'm telling you guys to do that. Anyway, that was just to show you how people are salty when we're trying to create value. Like, hey, most people say sign up to an exchange. I'm not charging you to sign up for an exchange. I'm saying if you want to sign up and you want to get a chance to get $500 free, there it is. Otherwise, just go and sign up yourself and don't get $500. And I don't know, just do whatever the hell you want. Anyway, now let's go back to it. So people are capitulating. People are hating the cycle. Retail sentiment is absolutely, absolutely wrecked. But I actually think that this is some kind of bottom. And I'll tell you why. I think that people are going to start moving into the things that actually matter. They're going to start moving out of these meme coins. They're going to stop coming to crypto to try and make $1 billion on the dog's name or the broccoli's name or the meme's name or the cat's name or whatever else, because those type of things don't actually fucking matter. And they're going to start getting into quality. Now, we put you guys into quality a long time ago, and we continue to put you into quality. Someone says Sol is dumping. Sol's been dumping all day, bro. I don't know where you've been, but Sol's been dumping all day, and the money's actually starting to flow into ETH. There's a couple of other things which I think you need to be cognizant of. The first thing is, remember that even though we don't have stimulus that's coming now, we do have the US tapping into the Treasury general account. Remember that the US hit its debt ceiling, right? And in order to carry on spending, because they don't have any money, they had to bring in money from another account. And this account is what they call the Treasury general account, which is this account that they're going to be spending. That they're going to be spending now. It's not a small deal. Like, the Treasury general account is about $1 billion. It's about $830 million. $830 million is about 1/5 of all the money that was printed during COVID. Like, you understand that this is a big thing, and the US is already starting to reduce this or to start spending this, and that is new money coming into the economy. So that is almost like a $1 trillion liquidity package, which is starting to flow into crypto, into the economy now. Not next week, not next month, not next year, now. The other thing is, we haven't been speaking about a lot, but China. So we keep talking about China and the stimulus and how the stimulus is not actually hitting markets. Well, it is, okay? I don't know why people say it's not hitting the markets. It is hitting the markets. And I want to show you just how hard the Chinese stimulus is hitting the markets, right? This is the chart of Alibaba. Alibaba is, you could say, one of the tech giants of China, right? This chart bottomed at the bottom of this stimulus crisis. Now, I don't know what you guys see here, but I see one of the most beautiful charts I've ever seen, ever. So that was the bottom. The bottom was at about $58. It's already up 110, 114%. And it's not alone. Like, this is what they call the K-Web. And this is like the Chinese internet stocks. It's an index of the, or an ETF of the Chinese internet stocks. That is up 58.4%, okay? Why am I showing you this? Not because I want you to be investing in K-Web or whatever else. I'm showing you this because I want you to see that the stimulus in China is actually working, and people are starting to move up the risk curve in China, and they're starting to move into technology plays and into stuff like that. Now, this will ultimately eventually flow into crypto, right? You see, so that this is actually working. The stimulus in China is actually working. Just look at some of these returns. Just look at these at some of these Chinese returns coming out of the market. 648%. Xiaomi at 233%. These are real returns actually happening right now in China. Now, that means that the stimulus in China is actually working. So I know it might feel that it's not working, but it is actually working. So you got US, you got $1 trillion coming in. China, you've got all this stimulus actually working. Then you've got the Dixie. Look at the Dixie. The Dixie is starting to break down. There's a lower low. There's another lower low. The Dixie is starting to break down. This is starting to be a repeat of 2017 when Trump came into power. He came in on a very high, let me go back to 2017 so you can see it. Let me show you here. So now we go back to 2017. And what you can see is that Trump came into power here. And then the Dixie started to break down here. And now we're getting exactly the same pattern. Just look at this pattern. It's exactly the same pattern. And now, except here, you got a higher high. Here, you're getting a lower high. And then this is going to go, starting to go straight back down. And that is when the last altcoin cycle actually started to happen, right? That's when the last altcoin run in 2017 started to happen. Also, tomorrow, we're starting to get the FTX. Is it today or tomorrow? It's the 18th. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, FTX repayments actually hit the market. Now, it's about $1 billion that's going to hit the market. I believe that this is the first part of the payments. This is the people that had under $50,000 in FTX. It's the first part of the payment. Now, I believe that some of that money will come back into crypto. I don't think a lot. I don't think the whole $1.2 billion is coming into crypto. I think it could be like half of that, maybe a quarter of that. But again, that is more money actually coming into crypto. Then you've got, as I said, you've got the weaker Dixie, you've got the Chinese stimulus is working, and you've got the US Treasury general account. That is actually all quite big stimulus. And so I think you've got to just hang in there. Hang in there on the right coins, not the garbage coins. Hang in there on the right coins. And I think you may actually get rewarded for doing that. I think you may actually get rewarded for doing it. All right, I think lastly, I want to talk about this event that may actually push Bitcoin to above $1 billion. And above $1 million a coin. And I really want you to see this token. So what is the, what's the event? What's going on? The event started with this. It was a tweet where it said that Senator Rand Paul is calling for an audit on Fort Knox to ensure that all the gold is still there. Now, that seems like a pretty innocent tweet, but I think that people aren't reading between the lines here. And this could be one of the biggest make it or break it, or one of the biggest make it moments actually for Bitcoin. What is this about? Well, first of all, you need to understand what Fort Knox is. Fort Knox is a highly guarded place that is operated by the United States Department of Treasury and stores over half of the country's gold reserve. So as I said to you, it's controlled by the US Treasury. Who owns it? The US government owns Fort Knox, and it's there for military purposes. And so basically what this is this is where the US stores half of its gold. Now, the only thing here is that Fort Knox hasn't been audited in 50 years. Yeah, you heard right. They haven't audited Fort Knox in 50 fucking years. Now, let's just run a little scenario here. Everybody believes that gold is, or a lot of people believe that gold is the ultimate store of value. And that no one stores their own gold. In fact, the gold is stored in with custodians or stored in places like Fort Knox. Now, what happens? Just humor me for one second. What happens if Elon Musk goes inside, looks at Fort Knox, just to make sure that the 4,580 tons of gold is actually still there? And since no one's been there for the last 50 years, what happens if it comes out that that Fort Knox doesn't have as much gold as they say they've got? Then all of a sudden, everybody starts panicking and starts selling their gold and says, we don't want to own this gold thing. It's bullshit. There's a new and better version of gold, which you can actually see on chain all the time. And that is when Bitcoin has this pivot moment where people go, we're not holding this gold anymore. And I want to walk you through potentially a different scenario here, right? So here's what could happen. Elon pushes to Trump to audit Fort Knox. Audit reveals there's less than 500 tons of gold. It won't be less than 500 tons, but it will be missing gold. Trump realizes China and Russia may have way more gold than the United States, but very little Bitcoin. And then they go and start buying Bitcoin. Now, look, that's a very optimistic scenario. This is a very, very, very optimistic scenario. I don't actually believe in this scenario. I think this scenario is bullshit. But I do believe that if Elon audits Fort Knox, there will be problems. And when people realize those problems have happened before. Someone says, this is the Reserve Bank of Australia saying that the existence of fake gold bars has been detected in the past by the presence of duplicate refiners' serial numbers on the gold bars. Okay, now, this shows you that there could be mistakes. Now, the one thing where there can't be mistakes is on Bitcoin, because every single Bitcoin is on chain. And so if this actually happens, this could be like one of those huge aha moments where people go, holy shit, there's a new version of gold. It's much better than gold. It's superior to gold. We should be holding the new version of gold, not this old version of gold which is in thing. Now, this won't happen very quickly, but this could happen. And that could take Bitcoin to over $1 million. In fact, if Elon just comes out and says, I am auditing Fort Knox, then I think Bitcoin immediately, the trade for me would be to short gold and buy Bitcoin. Because there is no way that after no one has been there for 50 years, there is absolutely no way that all the gold is in there. I'm willing to put my bottom dollar on that thing. Anyway, before we go, let's just quickly have one last look at the market, see if anything's changed. I think we are where we are. We've got ETH at 2830. We've got Solana at 9. We've got Bitcoin at 96,754. We have ETH having a little bit of a run. I've explained it all to you. Remember, guys, if you want, someone said Elon Musk is divorced. Of course he's divorced. Bro, the guy's sperm is open source. Have you not seen what's going on? Anyone can use his sperm. Yes, he believes in open source. His sperm is open source. Anyone can use his sperm to have kids. If you want, just there's a referral link below to use Elon's sperm. If you want to use it, just go downstairs. There's a referral link. Just click it. You get like a vial of Elon's sperm. On a more serious note, remember, because of my mistake around this Wex thing, if you want to open an account on Wex, Wex, by the way, is a very, very, very cool derivatives exchange. They have over 450 altcoin pairs. You can do leverage just like you can do with Bybit and BitGet and Blowfin and all those other exchanges. Except what these guys are giving you is a chance to get $200 very easily. Just open an account, secure your account, and move $200 to your futures. You will immediately get $200. If you want a KYC, you'll get another $20. The kicker is that for the next 48 hours, 50 accounts that open this will automatically get another $280. So you'll have $500. It literally costs you nothing. Okay, so just open a fucking account. Put $200 in for 5 minutes. Claim the fucking prize. Leave. You got yourself $220. And then you may get $500. I mean, come on. It's so fucking easy. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Remember, I'm in Hong Kong, right? So I'll hopefully be here tomorrow if there's something interesting happening in the market. Otherwise, I'll be at the conference. But let's just say I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.